This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to In Depth, presented by the San Antonio Express News. My name is Luis Vasquez, and I'll be your host as we bring in journalists to give us an inside perspective into the stories they bring to the Express News each week. Today, I'm joined by staff writer Rene Guzman. He joins the show to talk about his latest piece on the incredible story of a San Antonio area record shop owner. Welcome back to the show, Rene. Always a pleasure to have you on. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Luis. Doing great. Always a pleasure to be back. Thank you so much.
Right before we started recording, out of nowhere, we were talking about collecting watches and how it's just like a slippery slope on to becoming a collector.
Yeah.
Tell me about this story, about this record shop owner and his incredible collection. Tell me the story.
Well, so Steve Anderson is his name, and he has basically been a fan / fanatic of vinyl since he was a teenager. And he originally grew up, I got to go back and look at my notes, but he's not from San Antonio. He's originally from out of town, out of state. And when he was a teenager, he was growing up in Kansas, if I'm not mistaken. There was this record shop that he went to when he was about maybe 16. And just he just fell in love with everything about vinyl, the record, you know, the album cover art, the liner notes, the feel of the record, the process of you know, flipping it to hear the other side, talking, you know, with the record shop owners and the staff, you know, talking to customers. I mean, he just every facet to vinyl, he just really just immediately fell in love with. And he was telling me that basically, you know, he had this, you know, this job as working as a restaurant cook, you know, at 16, like he'd basically blow his paycheck, you know, on vinyl. And he'd spend hours at the shop just pouring over, you know, every bin. And depending on, I guess, whatever mood he was in or whatever album caught his eye that particular day, he'd grab it and then take it home and basically do that same sort of, you know, pouring over of it, you know, listening to it over and over and looking at the liner notes and, you know, the artwork. And so it just became basically an obsession, really. As he got older, you know, he started collecting more, and it was something that he kind of did a bit more, a little off and on. And then when he got, I think he was telling me that around the time he got married, late 20s, he was kind of dialing it back a bit.
Life kind of takes over in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, so he wasn't collecting as much then. And, you know, after he got married, you know, he and his wife, they had a daughter, and it wasn't until I think she was almost around his age when he first fell in love with vinyl. I think she was like about 14 or so, and she found a few albums in the garage and was like, "Hey, Dad, what's this?" And you know, and he's like, "Well, sweetie, that is something called vinyl." And, you know, she was fascinated by it. I think as much just, again, kind of like him, like here's this album art, here's this way of listening to music that doesn't involve, you know, algorithms or streaming. And it kind of rekindled his love for collecting. So at that point, he just went all in, and hundreds of records turned into thousands turned into tens of thousands. And he got a collection, you know, well over 100,000 vinyl records.
Yeah, 113,000 albums and singles. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. You have this ability to find hope. And this is actually like a kind of a really, really sad story. And I'll let you tell us why. But I just appreciated how you wove like something incredibly sad. You told this story in such a way that I was like, oh, wow, this is incredible. I've never heard of this guy. And then I'm like, oh, no, he's leaving. Like, you know, like tell us about the other part of the story.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So, you know, Steve was diagnosed with stage 4 cirrhosis. And it's a terminal condition. So he had been really dealing with some, I think it was something that really kind of came to the foreground in recent months for him. Because he, when I did talk to him about it, and he's very, he has kind of a very dry sort of humor to him. And it was kind of interesting when we were talking about this, because I'm thinking, okay, I obviously it's a very delicate subject, and it, you know, it was very much the reason why you know this story came to light is because he had posted on social media that he had put it due to health reasons he is having to part ways with his collection. So I kind of got kind of an inkling from that, okay, well, this, you say health reason, I'm thinking, okay, he's, you know, in his mid 60s, that sounds more serious as opposed to, well, I'm just getting up in my years. So when I asked him about, okay, well, can you expand on what these health reasons are? And he told me, and I was just like, okay, I'm so sorry. And he's like, well, you know, I've kind of, just come to terms with it. And he really, what I think for the most part, was just really at peace with it. You know, he was telling me that he really, I think, being able to do what he loves to do, which is to collect albums, you know, talk about vinyl and share that gospel, has been, I think, such a joy to him. And, you know, of course, next to his family is another very treasured part of his life. And I think, you know, from what he told me, he's at peace with that. And, his diagnosis, the expectancy that doctors give him is about 2 years. So he wants to, as you can well imagine, you know, want to, you know, make the most of that time with his loved ones. So, it was tough, because I have to ask these questions that I know are going to bring back that moment when he was first told about his condition, when he was first told, okay, look, this is where things are going to go. And he was very, very forthright about it. And I don't want to say matter of fact about it, but again, he is accepting of it. And, of course it adds a whole other layer to the story that, okay, here's this guy that has this, you know, crazy record collection, but, now he is trying to find someone that not only, you know, has the money for his asking, you know, his asking price, but I think really most importantly, kind of shares that same passion for vinyl.
As a reader reading it, you see the hopefulness of it all. And it's like so bittersweet to know, like, oh, I wish I'd known about this incredible collection. I wish I'd gone, like, I mean, hopefully the record shop will still be around and he finds that, because you do mention how he wants someone who loves vinyl as much as he does. Like it's less about the money and more about finding it like a good home.
Yeah. And that's how he, I mean, he refers to his business as a kind of an adoption agency for, and I thought that was such a, fun way to put it, because, when you get beyond the current, resurgence in vinyl, this is still a medium that, one of the first ways you could enjoy music. And I think what's also so special about it is that it forces you to really invest your time in the music. It's one thing to, tell your smart speaker to play a song that's stuck in your head, or to, fire up something on, on a streaming service on your phone. But it's something else entirely when you go to a turntable, you lift the needle, you put the record on, you carefully place that needle back on, you listen to the song, you flip the album. It's a process. And I think it's kind of like enjoying a fine wine. You don't just gulp it down, you.
I see what you mean. Like there's like streaming music. It feels like something you could just do at any point, but mm-hmm. when you put on a violin vinyl, there's something deliberate about it.
And I think that process, I think that experience, is a big part of his attraction to vinyl. And I think for a lot of collectors and not even just vinyl collectors, but I think those who appreciate the medium as much as the music, it's an experience.
So let me ask you about yourself here. You see mm-hmm. that Facebook post, does that just carry your curiosity and you're like, okay, well, I need to know more? How did you go about, like, did you just message them on Facebook, message the shop on Facebook and say, hey, I want to talk to you? How'd you go after you saw the post?
Well, so my editor had actually brought it to my attention, and she's like, hey, I think here's a story. Take a look. Let me know. So I look at the Facebook post, I look at his page, and he has a phone number, which I'm like, hey, that's awesome. Because I, more times than not, you typically end up messaging the source on their Facebook page, or they email them. But when there's a phone number, I mean, that's gold. So I just dialed it up. He answered, introduced myself, and just, hey, I want to do a story about this, and I want to honor your passion. I want to really celebrate it, because I'm sure you're at a place right now where this has got to be tough to have to part ways with it. And we just talked on the phone for a while there, that first call, and then I went back, I said, okay, great. Let's meet and, have a photographer go out and, kind of just went from there.
I love that that you're just chronicling like a little piece of this man's history. Mm-hmm. And there's something really special about it. But I think that's a good place to end it. I recommend everyone go read the article. It was really lovely, Renee.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Hopefully you can stop by another time. Always a pleasure having you on.
Always a pleasure to do it, Luis. Thanks so much.